B-Pod Studios.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Avengers End is here. Rich Bird and Nick have all seen it. Nick left emotionally exhausted, in his own words, after the film. Mm-hmm. Rolling into the next day.
97% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but it comes with a cost.
It does. You will, might not be able to function.
Right. I mean, it's going to be spinning in your head. A lot of people passing out after screenings just due to the overwhelming emotion that they faced. So I would say that it's your responsibility as being people who saw it to warn people, to put a disclaimer out there that you just might never be the same.
Now, there is somebody who I think can get away with saying that they are emotionally exhausted, and that would be our own Pasta Joe.
Who Pasta Joe is opposed to normal when he's up and at him.
Yes, so he has been sequestered in this theater, the Showcase Cinemas over in Revere, and they've done an excellent job of keeping him fed, keeping him happy, but he has been there since 11:30 on Tuesday watching all 22 of the Marvel films leading up to this, and it will end at 8 o'clock tonight after he indeed sees the first public screening or first public showing of Avengers Endgame. And we checked on him yesterday, and I think we should go back and check on him this morning.
Yeah, Bird was out there around 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
And it was good enough of Pasta Joe to come out.
Right. For him, it had been like 38, 39 hours around that he had been in the theater.
Yep. And he had been, if you followed him, he'd be enjoying a buffalo chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. 68 ounce.
I've had a 200 ounce bucket of popcorn.
So you got to follow him because it's very to the point.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, get tired.
Yeah, well, I mean, right around, I guess it was 1 o'clock in the morning last night, he tweeted just a picture of his face, and it says, it's hurting now. And that was it. But did you notice the Wheaties jacket is off in that photo? He's taking it off.
He's just smelling it now, just to remind him that there is home. Well, here is Pasta Joe, our own marathon man, Bird, talking to him this morning.
Hey, this is for radio.
Yes.
So how are you physically?
I'm good.
Do you feel drained at all?
Yes.
Did anything weird happen at night?
Can I just listen to him say weird?
I love when he says weird. Weird's my favorite bird word. It's kind of weird.
Weird. Torito instead of Tortorella.
Welcome to New England, man. Welcome to Boston.
I think he's a little bit more than...
More Boston than the rest of us?
Well, Rich and I aren't from here, and you don't have an accent.
No, I don't.
And Mike doesn't have an accent, and Nick doesn't have an accent. Except I don't think Nick brushed his teeth this morning.
That's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
Nick's breath is terrible this morning.
Oh, really?
I'm not lying.
It's like a foot.
I wish.
Well, you shocked the hell out of Nick, who had no idea until now.
His breath is bad.
Who do you think has worse breath, him or the guy with the canker sores?
I haven't seen him today. If he's in today, I might hit him, but I don't want to get my hand. He is here?
I didn't see him.
All right. I wouldn't hit him, obviously. Don't need that on my record.
Did anything weird happen at night?
Weird?
Yeah.
I went out and played frisbee.
So you made some new friends?
Yeah.
Cool, what's their names?
Rob and Rob.
Two Robs and a Joe, not bad, not bad.
I'm Joe also, so...
I wonder if there was only one Rob, but he's so delirious that he was throwing a frisbee at a tree.
I'm Joe too. Great. Hey, that's my name.
Hey, he's mentioned the name Joe. I'm Joe.
I'm Joe.
The frisbee was an empty pizza box. He was just throwing like a sewer lid.
Buffalo chicken fingers.
What have you ate over the past 24 hours?
That was his ass.
What have you ate over the past 24 hours? Just had an egg sandwich. What are you looking forward to most at the end game? Excitement.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Bristol Racing. Come experience the
excitement.
The Avengers Endgame. Everything comes down to this. It's a wild roller coaster ride full of
excitement. Excitement. Do you smell it all? I don't think so.
Joseph, what are you doing in the bathroom?
I don't think so. You did take a shower, right?
No.
No, you didn't?
No, I didn't know where.
Are you drained emotionally right now?
Very.
Do you want anything tonight? Nick's coming.
Taco Bell.
I could have seen that coming.
Taco Bell.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. What a wild ride.
What was that, Fonzie Joe?
Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Rob and Rob.
Two Robs and a Joe. Not bad, not bad.
I'm Joe also, so.
All right. Well, he was playing Frisbee. I'm sure that was exciting. If you wouldn't mind just throwing it directly at me. All right. So a bird has seen Infinity Wars. And, you know, you get a lot of movie reviewers, but this is a spoiler-free movie review.
And the reason it's spoiler-free is because I had Nick record it. Because, unfortunately, I didn't quite trust Bird to not just blurt out a million of the details. So I had to record it, and I went to go edit things out. But surprisingly, I didn't have to edit out that much at all.
Can we use this for Raya?
No shit, idiot.
What movie did we just see?
The Avengers Endgame.
How long was it?
3 hours and 10 minutes.
We just left the theater. How are you feeling after seeing that?
I am emotionally drained. I am...
Hey!
They were both emotionally drained.
How about that? Oh, my God.
And by the way, this was recorded before Fred, Nick had told you that.
Take a bow, Nicholas. Boy, I mean, this really must be something. I mean, something must happen to Ant-Man. I don't want to...
Arrow guy runs out.
Yep. I don't want to spoil anything, but I can certainly hypothesize on what happened. And if it's this painful for people, I have a feeling Ant-Man meets a fate that is not what you would want.
We just left the theater. How are you feeling after seeing that?
I am emotionally drained. I am physically and emotionally drained. If you watched it from Iron Man 1 until now, you will be satisfied. Beyond belief. It is a roller coaster. But yeah, you're going to be emotionally into it in ways that, you know.
Well, now he's just quoting Shakespeare.
You read the A.O. Scott New York Times review before you did this, didn't you? You're going to be emotionally, yeah. Roller coaster. Yep.
Well, he's channeling his inner Robert Ebert. Roger Ebert, sorry.
But yeah, you're going to be emotionally into it in ways that, you know.
Like intimately?
Not intimately. No, not intimately. You should be like, I was like, yeah, get some. And then you want to cry, but you don't want to cry because you're in a theater next to one of your coworkers, so you're just holding it in.
Right. What were some parts you liked about the movie?
I got to see it again. I have to see it again. I have no answer for you for that.
Really?
You just walked out of the theater. Like you saw the movie like 10 minutes. You 10 minutes ago you were watching the movie.
It was through tear-filled eyes. It was a roller coaster of emotions.
What part
at
did
first
you like?
You were like, yeah. And then you're like, ugh.
I got to see it again before I tell you what part I liked. Well, you just saw it. Well, I got to see it the second time.
It was too much for him. It was overwhelming him.
What did you not like about the movie?
A little too much talking for my taste.
How would you describe the tone of the movie?
Maximum volume. 10 out of 11.
Okay. You see, 10 out of 11 wouldn't be the maximum.
Maximum volume?
See, 10 out of 11 is not quite.
10 out of 11, you still could go higher. It's not quite the maximum.
Yeah. Just quoting Spinal Tap.
Misquoting Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
You know how bad I wanted to scream during those battle scenes? I wanted to scream so bad. Like, yeah, get some! Woo!
You know what? Try to explain the plot.
3 hours
of... Wait, that's not the plot. The 3 hours is a time. It's not actually the plot.
Non-stop talking and action. If you go see it, you know what happens.
It's a great recap.
5 out of 5 porch parties. There you go. Boom.
Street parties, you dumbass.
5 out of 5.
No such thing as an Everett Street Party.
How many Everett Street Parties do you give this movie?
5 out of 5.
Okay. And one more time, what did you like about it?
It was really a good movie.
Okay.
Well, there you go. I hope that no one's experience is going to be ruined by that review.
You did it. Here come all the tweets. You ruined it for everyone, Bird.
Yeah.
It's a really good party.
Taco Bell.
All right, so we'll be back.
Excitement.
Dan Shonka from OurLads.com helps us break down tonight's draft. We'll have him in just a moment. There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.5 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich, a man with a great deal of front office experience in the NFL. His name is Dan Shonka. He puts out a OurLads.com. He puts out his draft rankings. He puts out his draft predictions. And he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Shonka, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's always a pleasure to hear from you, sir.
Thank you. Same here.
All right. So the word on this draft is that there is a very small amount of elite players, top-notch players. In your opinion, how many of those are there? Like that are you grade as a solid, you know, future star?
Well, I think you have a drop-off probably after 10 because we're adjusting some things. But I think that... I think guys like the Boses and Haskins and the Allens, the Josh Allens, so I'm going to say there's probably 10 that have a chance to really be stars.
Because you like Haskins more than Murray.
I do. A whole lot more. He's our top guy. Been our top guy. He's the NFL quarterback, and I think that whoever drafts him is going to be very smart.
Do you see someone trading up into the top 10 to draft? Where do you have him going?
We got him going 6 to the Giants.
Okay, so you don't think that anyone's going to have to trade up?
Well, of course, there's all kinds of scuttlebutt out there about the Redskins being in love with him to trade up and things like that. But, you know, I think that I don't think – I mean, Daniel Snyder's given up a couple first-round picks. You know, he's got kind of a history of that. They had Campbell, the quarterback. You know, Joe Gibbs was there. They gave him they gave a couple first-round to get up. And then, of course, the – you know, Griffin deal, they gave all kinds of move up to get him. So I guess Dan Snyder's got a history of moving up for somebody they want, but they're going to have to pay quite a bit to get up to, I think, because I think the Giants are going to take him despite all the noise out there. I think the Giants are going to take him, and so they're going to have to get up above six. The Redskins are going to get above six to get him.
All right, so when you look at the draft and you look at number 32, the New England's pick, if they sit tight and they want a quarterback and Murray and Haskins are off the board, who do you like for their program?
I'll tell you what, I like Ryan Finley. You know, Ryan Finley is a guy that won't get you beat. And that's what Tom Brady has done over his whole career. You know, as you guys know, I've been on your show before. I scouted Tom when he was at Michigan. And I still missed him. I gave him a fourth-round grade, which is probably the highest grade he got from anybody, you know. But you know, he's a guy that doesn't get you beat by making mistakes. And Ryan Finley, it doesn't throw interceptions. He's been consistent over his career. He's a very accurate guy. He's a very smart guy. I think that somehow teams are missing the boat on him, but I don't think New England will if they go quarterback.
All right, Dan, there's a handful of local guys from Boston College, UMass. Chris Lindstrom looks like he'll go in the first round. Zach Allen was a guy that was talked about in the first round, but he didn't have a great season this past year. He seems like he's going to go in the second or third. And also, Andy Isabella has been making a lot of noise since the combine. Where do you see these guys landing, and how do you think they'll be as pros?
Yeah, I think Lindstrom could very well end up at the Rams, for instance. They need... you know, at 31, I think he could squeeze in there. An outstanding football player, no question about it. Really love him. He can play either guard inside and get worked at, and probably work his way into a center position with a little experience and things. So, but a terrific football player for somebody. And then, you know, Zach Allen is really. You know, he's not a big time pass rusher, but he's a big time football player. I mean, he's going to have a really good career. I think somebody's going to draft him in the second round, and he'll be that left end in a four man front and anchor and be able to stuff the run. And he moves laterally well. His motor never stops. He's always trying to get to the ball carrier or to the quarterback. So, really like him a lot too. And Andy Isabella is he's got such extreme quickness and speed, very competitive guy, goes up after the ball. I think he's probably going to go, because I think a lot of these receivers are getting pushed down. You know, if all this crazy talk about all these second and third round quarterbacks going to the first round, it's going to push the other receivers down because of these and other positions. So Andy might get hurt by that. But, you know, we got him graded the third round, and excellent hands. He'll be a punt return guy. He'll be an asset to whoever takes him. Terrific football player.
There's been a lot of noise about Kyler Murray, and maybe he won't go number one to Arizona now, whereas he was considered a lock to go number one for the last month. Dan, where do you stand on taking a quarterback that high after spending a top 10 pick to take a quarterback last year?
Well, we never had Murray up there. I mean, all that's white noise out there as far as we're concerned. If you're grading these quarterbacks, he's not the top quarterback, not much less, you know. Now, maybe Arizona will take him, but they shouldn't. They already got a good quarterback. Our second-rated quarterback last year, as you guys know, on your show last year, Baker Mayfield, I was waving the flag for him for a year. Before, I guess, John Dorsey and I were the only ones apparently that liked him. But anyway, I think that Rosen was our second quarterback last year. And whoever, you know, and you don't know, all this stuff is just, you know, Twitter talk and yak out there. And, you know, who's going to give, try to trade for Rosen? But if the Giants wouldn't give 6 or certainly 17 for him. They'd be crazy. Or some of these other teams, like the Redskins, they'd give 15 and get him, and that would be an asset for them because this guy is a really good quarterback. In fact, I like him better now than I did a year ago because I thought he had a lot of questions in regards to toughness and some things like that. But, you know, he answered that. When he got pummeled every play down there, he's a terrific football player, and I think that whoever grabs him is either going to be smart or the Cardinals are going to be smarter for keeping him and then going ahead and take Quinnen Williams from Alabama in the first pick in his draft.
Now, Dan, the Patriots probably need to draft a tight end. Gronkowski's gone. There's kind of a glaring hole there. They might not have a shot at the top three guys in Hawkinson, Noah Fant, and Irv Smith may be gone too by the time they pick at 32. Who else could they be looking at the tight end position?
Well, I don't think they're going to have to take one of these tight ends at 32 because there's a lot of depth in this draft. And Kyle Waring from San Diego State, here's another big guy that's about 6'7" and change, about 260, can run. He's going to be available and, second, third round area. Knox from Mississippi, another guy that I think it's a very good athlete, and he's kind of lost down at all his Mississippi wide receivers, but a very good talent. Oliver from San Jose State. I mean, he looks the part of a big-time tight end, catches everything, is a solid blocker. He's going to be available. Sternberger from Texas A&M. All these guys are going to be in that, second, third-round area and are very talented. So I think that the Patriots aren't going to have to take a tight end at 32. They can go ahead and trade down like they always do and get some more picks, but then they're going to get a good tight end along the way.
All right, at 32, best-case scenario, given their needs, the earth rotates in the right fashion, and they have some players on the board. Who would you, in a dream scenario, have them take?
Well, I think maybe it just sounds crazy because I know he's been mentioned in the first round, but a guy that may be underrated in this draft as a receiver is A.J. Brown from Mississippi. Big, strong guy, can really run, goes after the ball, and been consistent over his career. So I think that you got to give Tom Brady some help, and A.J. Brown, in my mind, would be at least a good start.
All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If Belichick goes off his usual script, he'd be looking for A.J. Brown from Mississippi. Rlads.com. Mr. Dan Shonka, thank you so much for the time, sir.
You betcha always. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, thank you, Mr. Dan Shonka.
We have a big hour coming up, by the way. We got Danny Ainge on at 9, and then Jake DeBrusk will be joining us at 9:20.
So we can screw him up again.
I know. It's weird. It's ever since the playoffs started. Hadn't worked.
Surprised a man of habit has agreed to come on the show.
Agreed. He's been wanting to come on the show.
Well, we asked this time.
Did we ask? Okay, because yes. The first two times we did not.
Right.
He asked
he
to come
said
on.
No. He could have said no, right?
Well, I think he enjoys doing the show okay, but I just, he's no longer asking.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are now asking him.
Okay, well, yeah, this is because I do think our program director reached out to him.
Yes. I can be nothing but audience, honest with the audience.
And maybe that is the change in mojo.
No, there's no correlation between this show and his play.
Right, I mean, in the postseason, no. I mean, he went 11 for 11 for a while.
Unless he scores 2 goals tonight, and then we take full credit.
Let's be honest with the people, and that there is literally no correlation between
I have not been taking any kind of credit here in the postseason, even when he played well.
Didn't he used to call in on Tuesdays?
Yes.
Is that the switch ever since it's been playoffs?
I think that the idea of him doing this show and it affecting his performance is asinine.
Yeah. Well, during the regular season, you have to admit it was freaky.
It was uncanny.
It was freaky.
He played well.
Especially when he went through the slump, we didn't have him on. And as soon as he came on the show, he started playing well.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
So the timing.
It's called magical thinking. And you're all.
He believes it. That's all that matters. He believes it.
Well, he believed it. And now he no longer does. But he has agreed to come on the show.
Okay.
And Danny Ainge comes on the show, and every time that Danny Ainge comes on the show, they have an off day in the playoffs.
because, which is pretty much all the time.
Right.
Because that's the NBA playoffs, they play one every 6 days.
I like how they keep that momentum going.
Yeah.
Woo! Give me that Sunday. Okay, let's go Sunday.
Yeah, this second round's going to rule, though. The first round was a dud. Not the Celtics, but, I mean, just the NBA in general. Now, the NHL first round was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the NHL was awesome. All right, we will be right back. Here are your headlines. Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
He's sick. He's sick as a dog. Yes, he's very sick. That's why he's out.
Did he play sick last night as well?
Or did he try to play last night? I didn't ask him last night. Today, I was told he's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole diatribe as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He shit his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything, so enough.
Had a lot of diarrhea.
Which is still one of the best sound bites. Chan Ho Park just saying he had a lot of diarrhea.
And it's great because he is just like, I have diarrhea, and he doesn't get why it would be funny.
And everyone's laughing.
He's like, I have a medical condition, it's diarrhea, and everyone thinks it's funny. And
is this it? Hang on, let me see.
Away from me.
No, that's not it. I don't know.
How many diarrhea clips do we have?
Quite a few, are they?
I had a lot of diarrhea.
Okay, but there's like a full...
Yeah, there's a full one where he...
Director's cut.
Like where he's confused on why everyone's laughing.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. So yeah, this is Chan Ho Park being asked why he was sick.
I was sick? Well, I had a lot of diarrhea. That's what you want to know?
Your manager said you were sick.
Yeah, I had a lot of diarrhea.
No.
Yeah, I had an idea, and then why is it funny?
No.
I mean,
you think?
Save it. Yeah, the off day, I had a lot of diarrhea.
Those were teammates who were laughing. Right,
there's people that, like, you know, it's immature to talk about farts and diarrhea and stuff. There's a show called I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. He was on Saturday Live, and then he was on that show, The Detroiters. It's like a 15-minute show that's just skits. Mm-hmm. They mentioned farts are crap in every single skit, and it's the hardest I've laughed at something in, like, months.
Well, there's no shame in it. You laugh at what you laugh at.
No, I mean, it's the hardest I've laughed. It's called I Think You Should Leave. It's on Netflix. And it's 15-minute shows with different skits. And there's one skit where a guy gives another guy a present. They're at this house. And he says, if you really like it, give me the receipt. Give me back the gift receipt. And he eats the gift receipt and gets sick. And he said it's because the man didn't wipe properly and got it on his hand. So they have another person eat the receipt without him touching it. And it turns out they were right. But it's like a good like 8 minutes of buildup.
And to get to that point.
Yeah.
Then
people become angered, then they leave the party.
Oh, by the way, speaking of TV shows, have you heard... So even like on this radio station, we're running ads for this... it's like a antivirus type of thing you can buy that stops what they're now calling sextortion emails. Now, what that is, it's the email that you got, that everyone's gotten, that says, we filmed you via the camera on your computer going to certain websites, and if you don't send us a certain amount of Bitcoin, then we are going to send that video to everyone in your contacts.
They have a video of you watching pornography, and then they have the pornography as well.
Yeah.
So the idea is that they would show everybody that you know you watching pornography, which, again, I don't know what the threat is. Like, so you see my face, and then the porn I'm watching? Like, wow.
Sure.
That's frightening.
So that was completely ripped off from an episode of Black Mirror. There's an episode where there's a guy who, you know, they do have a video of him. They actually show him the video, and it's a kid. And they say, a kid, he's like 18. They say, if you end up, if you don't do the things that we say, we're going to send it to everybody. And basically, they send him on this crime spree. He's got to go rob a bank. Then he gets in the woods. He meets some other guy who apparently they have a video on, and they have to basically fight each other to the death. And there's a drone, like, filming them. I mean, it's an insane episode. But they completely ripped it
right off of that.
I hate when scam artists start ripping stuff off of the shows. At least come up with an original scam.
But do you know, like, how many times I've wanted to on one of those emails that says that there is a prince who has all this money locked up and all you have to do is send him $500. Then I've wanted to email them back. There's one guy that did that. He did, like, a TED Talk on it. Like, he emailed these people back and, like, messed with them. Do you know how many times I've wanted to email them back, but I'm like, I got a weird feeling if I email them back, I'm giving them some sort of, like, personal info.
No, and then you get truly on some super list of, like, the incredibly dumb.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, you would have to do it from an email account that you never use.
So that's, like, the kind of thing that back in the day I could see. I mean, not that one, but the one that if you give this prince money, that I have family members that would have responded to that.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have one family member who computer got almost destroyed because they wanted to get the free meal at Olive Garden. Remember when it used to be pop-up ads? That was the big thing, pop-up ads, where it almost ruined their entire computer. And it's always like either like your mom or your dad or it's somebody who's older who just doesn't quite get it.
But they wanted the Olive Garden that much. It was
free. I mean, listen, you know, there's somebody that I know that's our age who should know better, who posted that thing that Bill Gates is giving away his fortune to somebody who posts this ad. And if you post it, then you might be one of the lucky winners. Like, actually posted it on their Facebook. And I don't think I can be friends with that person anymore. I thought there were a certain level of intelligence. No. And now it's like, this person's walking into walls when I'm not around him.
Yeah, if you go to certain people on Twitter, if you go in there and go, hey, that wasn't nice.
Dan just reminded me of something I completely forgot. Remember when Adolfo said that he was recruited from Yale?
Yes.
Yes.
And what was the reality?
Oh.
There was a pop-up ad for an online course, and it said Yale at the bottom of it. And he thought that he had been accepted to Yale.
Yes.
Because of it.
Without applying or anything. But they just reached out.
This guy's got what it takes. I've been checking his internet cookies.
Oh, man.
And he's obviously going to sites that only intellectuals go to, like comicbook.org and living a Yu-Gi-Oh.com.
It's called cholesterol.org.
So has anybody ever, like, a family member who has, like, completely effed themselves and sent money to one of these people or fallen for one of these scams? Because as I said, this was a very close family member who ruined their computer by trying to get that.
Well, my wife, I was voice tracking a station in San Francisco, and they made me a computer. This is back a while ago. And my wife broke the computer, again, literally broke the computer, trying to get the Paris Hilton sex tape. She was so, like, such a novice at it because she'd never, like... So she just clicked on pop-ups and kept clicking on them, and eventually it overwhelmed the computer.
So this is, by the way, 617-779-0985. When that came out, that was at just the right technological crossroads to where everyone didn't have those antivirus things, and people were just figuring out how to invade your net browser and how to just put things up there that were almost... I mean, there's been some... back in the day, there would be a pop-up ad that you couldn't close. And it would just be stuck on there, and you'd have to completely shut down your computer. And sometimes, if you were lucky, it'd be gone. But there'd be times where you turn it back on, and it would just open back up, and that would be on your home screen.
Yeah, you could actually break your computer. All right, we will be right back. Danny Ainge at 9, Jake DeBrusque at 9:20.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
985, the Sports Hub. I haven't seen him, but that kid with all the cold sores in his mouth is still milling about. He's back in today.
And he couldn't talk? He had so many he couldn't talk?
So I can barely talk.
Okay, because did you notice any, like, spots on him?
Dude, as soon as he said that, I left.
Okay.
Here's exactly what happened. Our kitchen's small as hell. Okay? And I could care less. And so he took a bottle of ibuprofen, like the generic, and poured, like, 8 into his hand. And so I said, what's going on? And he goes, I have all this cold in my mouth. I can't even talk. And I go, have you gone anywhere? Did you go to the hospital? He goes, I'm going to the doctor today. Why are you not in the hospital? I was talking to Nick about this. Like, because Nick was like, you go to urgent care. I said, I wouldn't go to urgent care. They don't have the equipment to do any of that crap. You got to be in the emergency room.
You see, I don't know, obviously, what exactly is going on, but by that description, it sounds like hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Ugh.
Because that is something that I remember one time I was in New York City, and my son, who was probably 2, maybe three at the time got it. And it comes so fast. Out of nowhere, it's like you get red bumps all over, in your mouth, all over your body. It almost looks like chicken pox, which is what we thought it was at first, but it wasn't. And it was so bad, and I was in New York City. It's the only time that I called the hotel we were staying at. I was like, can we have a doctor come here? Because, I mean, it was just, he was in such pain, and I didn't want to go to New York City in the middle of the night. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and I did not want to have to go to an emergency room.
Gun wounds and everything.
And I was like, how much does it cost to get a guy there? Believe it or not, my insurance actually paid for that. But it was...
Did you meet your $7 million deductible before?
Dude, with my wife, we meet our deductible like on January 2nd. So that's what it sounds like. Because what it does is it goes all over the inside of your mouth and all over your face. And it's bad. And I think it's infectious. It has to be infectious. Because I don't know how my son must have gotten it from touching something dirty or whatever.
Oh, well, superb.
So there you go, Fred. Make sure you go there and share a drink with a guy.
I just think if something's that gross, you shouldn't come into work. Like, I could care less if someone comes in with a cold. Like, I could care less.
We could bring him in and ask him.
Oh, hell no. No, are you crazy?
Let him use... Isn't there a microphone in Nick's studio? Can he just use that one?
No, I'm not. Nick's got the immunity of a fly.
Are flies that blow immunity?
I don't know. Your walk had pink eye came in.
Yep.
I did vitiligo thing on my head.
Well, pink eye, you can come into work if you got pink eye. If somebody's at home and skips work because they have pink eye,
do you know how contagious that is?
Okay, well, just don't touch their eye.
No, you don't come in with pink eye.
Sure, you do.
It's so contagious. It's like one of the most contagious things. Plus, it means they touch poo and touch.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
That was not true. Stupid movie.
That is not true.
No, that's not true. You can get it that way, but that's not the only way you get it.
That's the way he got it.
No, that's not the way I got it.
How do you know?
I actually checked with my eye doctor. He told me there were two types of pink eye. There's bacterial and there's viral. I had viral pink
eye. He can't tell if it was bacterial or viral.
Even though he was an optometrist and an expert in the field?
Yes, he can't tell that.
All right. Well, you would know, Fred.
You had wiped improperly. You only used one square.
I see.
Yeah, someone doesn't come in because they have pink eye, then I'm calling you out.
Okay, you get pissed when someone comes in with a cold.
Yes, because
pink
you can get someone...
Do you know how incredibly infectious pink eye is?
How would I get infected by your pink eye? I have to touch it, wouldn't I?
No, if it's viral, you don't have to touch it, correct?
No, if it's bacterial, if it's viral, you don't have to touch it. That's true.
And how contagious is pink eye?
I don't remember specifically. It is contagious.
It's but extraordinarily contagious.
I don't know about extraordinarily, but it is contagious, yes.
I mean, of all people, Rich.
See, but
you tell people to go home if they have a cold.
Yeah, because they're sneezing and coughing over the place. Pink eye stays in your eye.
It's viral. And if it's viral, it's highly contagious.
And it'll jump off your face?
Go Google. Okay, don't believe
me. Just real quick, it just says both adults and children can get pink eye and should stay away from work, school, daycare. Until the symptoms clear.
That ship's gone.
Thank God. Those days are long gone.
I'm not going to say that I'm not going to change my mind on it. If it says to not do it, and what is that, like Wikipedia or something? I'm cool with that. I don't mind. But I just have always thought that.
Anyway, I don't care about pink eye. All I'm saying about this is that if you have something that gross, like a million cold sores in your mouth, you shouldn't come into work. If anything, just not to disturb people. I thought about that like all day yesterday. Like, it's so incredibly gross.
That is weird.
I wouldn't even Google it. No, he couldn't talk. Oh, is that gross? Like, I'm mad that I saw that.
So,
why are you in the kitchen? Just why are you in the kitchen touching stuff?
Yeah, the kitchen is the one place I'd want you to stay away from. That's not.
I want you to stay away from every. Don't you? Just the idea of you telling people that is disgusting. Yeah, and I don't know how contagious it is. If it's viral, then you can get it from the air. I mean, I would go to the hospital. All right, Mike is a medical expert. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Fred's absolutely right. I have a really extensive medical background. It's like ridiculously contagious. Both of them are. You don't even have to touch your eyes just because a lot of the moisture from your eyes ends up in your face one way or another without you realizing it. You definitely should not go to work with pink eye. That's gross.
It's like one of the most contagious things, right?
Yeah, it's super contagious. So you don't even have to be like a dirty person to get it. Like I said, even just touching your face, what you're going to do without even realizing it throughout the day. Not to mention, you're probably going to touch your eyes without realizing too, even if you're trying to actively avoid it.
Yeah. Well, that movie, Contagion, or what was it called? Was that what it was called? The one where everyone got that crazy thing.
A dog's life?
No, dog's life. Yes, it was just like a dog's life. There was a scene in the movie. It was Contagion. There's a scene in the movie where they talk about how many times a person touches their face without knowing, and it's like ridiculous.
I don't know why anyone would go see that movie.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, but all I want to do is like to put ideas in my head. It's kind of hard to hear the lyrics.
Yeah, I know it is. I believe that's Odenkirk.
That is Bob Odenkirk. All right. Well, suffice it to say that I'm going to Amscray as soon as this deal's done.
And hopefully Danny Ainge does not have a mouthful of sores.
No. I am going to split... Exit stage left as soon as this thing's over. And I will tomorrow, too.
Now I'm kind of paranoid about walking down that hall.
Yep.
Because that's where he is. That's ground zero.
I won't go to the bathroom. No siree, Bob. If you wash your hands in that bathroom, you're out of your mind. Because then you're just touching something that old cold sore mouth
touched. So when is it okay to go back into that bathroom?
You can go back in that bathroom and not touch anything and then use, if you insist upon it, use the antibacterial.
When will you feel comfortable using that bathroom?
The faucets are automatic, though. You don't have to touch anything.
When you, I still want to do it. There's too much. It's in the air. When can you go back in there?
When will you specifically feel comfortable about going back in there and not worrying?
When he's fired.
Okay.
All right. Danny Ainge is going to join us. There's no commercials, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.